Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Nashville, the family of a black man shot by police is still reeling after a judge accepted a plea deal that would send the officer to jail for only 3 years. Officer Andrew Delkey, who's white, was to be tried this week for shooting and killing Daniel Hambrick, a black man, in 2018. In court Friday, when the deal was announced, Hambrick's mother, who's legally blind, was restrained by her lawyer after she reached toward Officer Delkey, knocking over a courtroom lectern. Let's listen.
Won't the tables turn, Judge? Won't the tables turn? Just look at the tape. Won't it's your child? It's not my child. Won't it's your child?
Let's bring in WPLN reporter Samantha Max, who's been covering this case for the past 2 years. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could be with us. Samantha, it sounds like the family did not know about this plea deal. Was it a surprise?
So the district attorney and the family have been in talks for 3 years now since this shooting, and all of the sudden we had this plea deal just days before this case was set to go to trial. I was going to be in court today for jury selection, and the family says that they were not consulted before this plea deal was agreed to. So essentially, you know, there was always the possibility that this could happen. So many cases, the majority of cases really end in plea deals, but the family is saying that by the time that this decision had been made, the defense and the prosecution, they'd met, they'd discussed this option, they'd decided on it, and the family was just kind of told, this is what's happening.
The officer was set to go to trial for first-degree murder charges. What does the plea deal include?
So instead, Andrew Delkey has pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter. If he had been convicted of first-degree premeditative murder, he could have spent the rest of his life in prison. But instead, he has been sentenced to 3 years, which he will be serving not in state prison, but in the local jail. So that also means that because of good time credits, if he's well behaved, he could get out in about a year and a half. So it's a pretty big jump from what we could have seen if there had been a conviction for the original charge.
And what have prosecutors said about why they took this plea deal?
So the district attorney essentially just said that this was not a slam dunk case, even though he truly believes that the officer wasn't justified when he pulled the trigger because Daniel Hambrick had a gun in his hand when he was running away. The district attorney just felt that he was not sure that he was going to get a conviction. I've also been told by a local attorney in town that apparently both the prosecution and the defense have been holding kind of mock trials with focus groups, and a lot of those have been ending in hung juries. So he just felt like, at least this way, for the first time in the city's history, a police officer would be going to jail for killing someone. But obviously, it's just a kind of different outcome than what the family had hoped for.
We heard a very emotional clip there from the mother reacting. And I wonder, what is the reaction from people who, as I understand, were already outside of the courtroom and outside of the courthouse waiting for updates on this case?
Yeah, it was really emotional being in court on Friday. As I was walking in, I actually walked in with Sheila Clemens Lee, whose son was killed by a police officer about a year and a half before Hambrick, and I asked her how she was doing, and she just said, not good. As I got inside, the entire hallway was just filled with activists who were hugging and crying. And then once Vicki Hambrick, Daniel Hambrick's mother, started giving her own speech and getting incredibly emotional and crying and screaming, everyone was in tears. I mean, I've been in court plenty of times and I've just never seen anything like it before.
The attorney read a statement from the mother, and the statement read, I have contempt for the system, I have contempt for this plea, and then goes on to say, I have a special contempt for Andrew Delkey. This was the first time, as I understand it, that we actually heard from former officer Andrew Delkey. What did he have to say?
So, you know, other than the interviews that we have that he did with state agents after the shooting, this is, yeah, the first time we've heard him speak in court. And it was a little bit of a jarring experience. I mean, he was incredibly nervous, but he was very apologetic. He said that he did not believe that his actions were reasonably justified, that no mother should lose their child, that he thinks about what he did every single day. And something that was really interesting is, whereas his defense attorneys and the police union for 3 years now have been saying Andrew Jahlke was completely justified in his use of force, he was just following his training, Jahlke, when he took the stand, he said, you know what, I hope that my case contributes positively to a much-needed conversation about how police are trained, suggesting that he thinks the way that he was trained was not right and that it was problematic. So I think it'll be really interesting to see if his words have any impact on our police department here.
WPLN reporter Samantha Max, thank you so much.
Thank you.